The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.
Stand up and fight until you hear the bell. Stand up and go.
Thomond Park, Limerick. The excitement of match day. On the dark green pitch, surrounded on all sides by 20,000 supporters, a choir sing their hearts out, clad in bright red fleece jackets.
As a choir, we're unique because we're a rugby choir.
The Munster Rugby Supporters Club Choir.
I feel that sport and music are intrinsically linked. Every weekend, hordes of people singing to support their team in most sports grounds, and it doesn't matter the code. You can see it visibly lift the team if the weather is bad, if the score is poor, if somebody shouts at you to come on, come on, you know, it lifts you. So what singing must do, it must be incredible. We're just doing our warm-ups just to get the muscles warmed up.
Helena Joy, dentist, member of the Munster Rugby Supporters Club Choir and a passionate sportswoman.
We'll divide into different sections then, and I'll take some of the kids for shot put.
Tonight, Helena is in a moving swarm of 8 to 12-year-olds.
Just a light run up to the halfway line and back down again. Now they're doing their side skips. Rightio.
She's coaching athletics at Sunhill Harriers in Hospital, County Limerick.
Right, up against the chin. Up. Stuck onto the
shot put coaching. Go. Helena's head is bent, her arms curving,
bit of a throw.
The ball is pressed to her cheek. Six young girls copy her every move.
What's the most important thing?
Your ball needs to be to your cheek.
We start and we may be a bit rusty, but then by the end of the evening we're doing really well and throwing longer distances, aren't we? Yeah, good stuff. Lovely. Out and collect.
For Helena, sport isn't just something she does. For Helena, it's a way of life.
I absolutely love all sports. It would be my number one hobby. Team sport or individual sports. Nothing better than going to see a sporting occasion live.
We throw some more?
Yeah.
Well, maybe one thing better, if that sporting occasion is Munster rugby.
What I would do is when the fixtures are released, the match days, I would write those into my diary, and then they're in first, before anything else. Then I would revolve my life around that.
And that life is busy, pulling teeth as a dentist, sprinting to the athletics club. But Helena has found a way to squeeze in just one more sport.
I'll put it to you this way. My car permanently has my togs and a towel in the boot, just in case I would come across some place that I would swim. I would swim in all weathers, maybe not the hailstone, but I have been known to wear my Munster woolly hat when I'm in the sea.
A proud Munster supporter on land or water.
Keeps the hair reasonably dry. But you get quite a lot of funny looks from the windsurfers going by on their wetsuits.
Helena doesn't really care what those windsurfers think. She's cosy in her Munster hat, proud as punch. Imagine her excitement then when an email bounced into her inbox. Come join the Munster Rugby Supporters Club Choir.
And I thought, well, this is for me because I enjoy singing. I love rugby and I can combine the two.
Just one little challenge though. Helena had never sang in public before and never imagined she would.
I would sing along to the radio, sing when I work. You sing when you're happy, I guess. I mean, I have been caught a few times getting out of the car, getting petrol and not realising I was singing until the man across the way said, oh, it's nice to hear somebody sing, and then you feel so conscious about it. I would never have dreamed of performing. I wouldn't think my voice would be good enough.
Helena had to leave those thoughts at the door. There's no room for self-doubt when you're getting ready to sing for thousands in Thomond Park.
Singing in a choir is a different thing because you feel you're singing, you're giving it your all, but your voice blends with all the voices around you. And I think that's important because you feel you're doing your performing, you're feeling good about yourself, but you're not feeling conscious in any way.
Oh, stick it onto that cheek. Lovely.
Ever the busy woman, Helena never misses an opportunity to multitask.
I have to confess, when I'm swimming either in the sea or in the pool in UL, I have been known to learn my repertoire for choir while doing my laps. And I have had funny looks, I have to say, when you're learning Callanlan or something like that. There's great acoustics in the pool.
Rightio, let's see, one at a time.
What do we have to do? Hold it up against your cheek.
right, very nice. Out and collect, guys.
For Helena, choir rehearsal and sports training are not so different.
You do the same sort of work as you would training for your sporting event. I think you get the same out of it. You get the buzz and enjoyment. Choir is a team sport. You're playing or singing with your friends. And I think I've had with my choir friends some of the most fun times and the best crack, you know, that I've had in my life.
Don't stop believing.
Hushy. What does the snake say? And what does the doggy say? And what does the cat say? And what does, here, what does the cow say? He's just going to creche, so he's learning all this in creche at the moment. Aren't you? That's the cow.
Olive Burdett is in her cosy sitting room in Castletroy, Limerick. Her toddler, Oisin, is jumping on and off her lap.
I was pregnant, I was 6.5 months pregnant in December for 2015 when I found out that I had breast cancer. It was quite shocking in a way for me because I actually worked as a cancer nurse specialist, so I knew a lot in terms of treatments and all of that. I started chemotherapy when I was pregnant, but he's thrived since the day he was born, thankfully. I've never held him back in any way. But in April, I found out that my cancer had travelled to my brain, giving me a terminal prognosis.
That day is etched in Olive's memory.
I was actually at choir and I couldn't actually open the door because I couldn't see the door. So Helena happened to be there that night and helped me. That was kind of a knock-on effect of the headaches, and that's how we discovered that I have brain metastases. So, yeah. One thing I wanted to do was I told two very close friends of mine in the choir, Dave and Helena, they came over here. I had started my radiotherapy at the time. So I told them, and then I told everybody at the choir at the AGM that I may not be back in September because I didn't know how I was going to be or whatever, and told them why and kept open and honest with them.
What are you doing?
Where's the witch gone? But through the summer, I sailed through things and I kept going strong and I felt I wanted to try my best to live as long as I can, and that's what I'm doing, and I wanted to put the best foot forward. And I got back to choir in September and I've kept going and have sang at all the matches that I can. It keeps me going, basically.
Singing, matches, best foot forward. Olive is a lady who doesn't hang around. No time for dilly-dallying when there's life to be lived.
I know it sounds very morbid talking about it and whatever, but I'm living with it and I know I have a time limit. Somebody could go out tomorrow and be in a car crash, unfortunately, and not have the time to say goodbye and spend time with people. I have that luxury in a way, and I do class it as a luxury because it's been given to me. You know, and I know I've probably done better so far even than I should have done, but I'm still going to keep fighting this for as long as I can and stay here for as long as I can, but I'll make the most of that time as well. You know, that I'm not just going to sit back and dwell on things and think, oh, well, whatever I will be, because I know where I'm going. So I want to just enjoy the time with Oisin and Mike and my family. Every day is so precious that you live it as much as you can. Is your tootie sore? Is your tootie sore? Getting his back teeth.
2-year-old Oisin is full of smiles and mischief.
Yeah, that's hard, like knowing that I'm not necessarily going to see him grow up, but I want to spend as much time as I can with him, and we try and do something different every day. You know, be go out and do things or whatever, take us into the playground. We just try and focus around him in a way that everything is done around him. You know, and where there might be days you might think, oh no, I can't be bothered, it's too cold or whatever. It does revert back to me sometimes, oh no, I need to. I'll push myself to do it, you know, to get that memory for him as well. You come up to mummy. Bring up your, that's it, bring up your milk. For me, getting to choir, we do a rehearsal every Tuesday night. And being able to go there to the rehearsal for 2 hours on a Tuesday night, meet my friends, have the banter, have the chat, the seriousness of the rehearsal and learning the music, learning new songs, it's all positive for me because it gives me something to focus on other than the fact of the cancer and it being there. I go in for my treatment every 3 weeks, take the treatment, go to choir the following Tuesday, and I just keep going that way. I'll always get asked every week, somebody will come up and say, how are you? You're looking great. How are you feeling? Do you know? Every week somebody different will come and say it to me. And it's lovely because you feel supported, and you're supported by friends because they all know me. They know what I'm going through. They've in some ways travelled through it with me as well because they've seen me from the time I got diagnosed to now. So they're kind of gone through it with me as well.
Olive picks up her choir folder and she peeps out through the curtains. Any moment now, the choir road trip begins.
So we're going to Charleville tonight to our rehearsal because it's Tuesday night. I have three friends who drive me and I go with them. Tuesdays are my night out to go to choir. Mike never says to me, will you up to going to choir? I'm going unless I say otherwise.
And did you hear about the Welsh try, the mistake they made?
Did you see it? Did you see it?
No.
That was the try. But because he touched the ball on the side, he didn't give it. Is it English?
A packed car. Olive, Michelle, Mike and Danny all squished in. A travelling forum of rugby.
So we always discuss the matches that had been played, say, the previous weekend on the way down and the way back. Like, we've all a great interest in the rugby. That's why I suppose we're in the rugby choir as well. Like, you know, so.
And a lot of the time we think we know best than any of the referees.
We all enjoy the rugby, and if we can do a bit of singing at the same time, like, you know, it's great.
Bright street lamps ahead. Olive and the gang arrive to the Charleville Park Hotel.
We are usually about 15-20 minutes early, so we go and have a cup of tea or coffee, and then we head down to the ballroom to start rehearsal.
Some would leave work early and they come and they'd have their dinner in there and then they get ready. You know, they come from work to the hotel, have their dinner and then go to the choir practice. So
here's the Cork contingent coming in now. They're always great supporters of Limerick rugby, you know, I mean, the Cork club.
In the door, the bar is teeming with choir members.
Yeah, but the truth is, we come to gossip.
Arrivals from all over Munster.
It's our time to catch up because we work so hard for the 2 hours. We've only like 10-minute break. So coming here early gives us a chance to catch up and gossip a little bit.
The gossip continues into a huge ballroom. Choir members are grabbing seats.
We kind of sit in our sections, so you have basses, tenors, altos, sopranos.
We stand up and we do some stretches.
Robbie Pender is choir director.
We get into the toes, into the hips.
He does a very physical warm-up.
It's more like a yoga class.
Helena has her two hands high above her head.
Feel the top of your rib cage opening out. Ooh.
She's up on her tippy toes.
Well, after an hour and a half drive, it stretches me.
We'll lean a bit to the left.
Just gets the muscles kind of going.
Straight up, we'll arch the back the smallest bit, just 10 degrees. Back down to the toes.
Opens up the chest and the lungs and things like that to get your breathing good. And then for the sound, just the exercises we do just to get your projection right and things like that. Warms up the voice.
Robbie plunks a flip chart in front of the choir.
Back to basics. What's music made up of? Just two elements. Yeah, notes and rhythm. Exactly, yeah.
He's determined to have all the choir members reading and understanding music, not just learning by ear. This is something Olive has always wanted to learn.
I can see like that goes up and that goes down and that's a different note, but I don't know what the notes are. And I'm trying to teach myself and learn as well. So I ask people who do read music, and then I write it in, you know, if I learn something, because I'd love to be able to read the music.
These lines, the position of the note on the line dictates the pitch. So the higher we go up, the higher it goes. The lower it goes down, lower it goes.
Yeah. Like, he told me that was pause. I write it in so that I know the next time I don't need to ask him because it's written there for me.
Carry down, please. From the top. Are we all sitting correctly, i.e. are we not slouching?
Helena's not slouching. She's waiting, waiting for her cue from Robbie.
Well, sometimes we just look at his body language. He just looks over at us. Or sometimes he uses both hands. So there's one section where he will point a finger here, finger there, finger otherwhere. So once you get used to your musical director, you know when he's looking at you.
Sopranos, altos, I don't want to be picking on you all the time. But I am. We've got all the notes correct. Thank you very much. We have to think beyond the notes and we can't panic breathe every 3 minutes. We part no more, a store or a creep.
Repetition and precision. The same line over and over again. And there's homework.
We're supposed to, what is it? We're supposed to give it a half an hour a day, the same as Coronation Street or something like that.
We part no more, please. Tenors, you ready to come in?
The soul is down, the tears are dark, only.
It's worth the work, though, because the sound at the end, you always know the difference. Even for some, my ear isn't as tuned in as everybody else, but you know when it sounds good, and you know when he's happy.
Beautiful altos and tenors.
And as the choir prepare to perform in Thomond Park, are they nervous about their performance? Or the performance of Munster Rugby?
Oh, we'd be nervous about the match. With Robbie here, we'd never be nervous about the singing.
Joe Gleeson has his priorities sorted.
Oh, I think winning is the big thing. You know, when that final whistle goes in the very big games, the relief and the release of nervous tension and everything.
Screams of delight, a cheering crowd and fellow choir members rushing to the sidelines.
Generally, the good-looking girls down at the other end of the room here wait on the sideline wall when the players do a tour of the pitch to applaud the spectators. And they hope to get a cuddle on one or two of them.
And the only way to end the night, an epic sing-song.
Sometimes they can go on till, particularly when we're away on one of our trips, they can go on to near dawn.
Would you be partaking in those?
Oh, not at all. I'm sensible. I'd be in bed early.
The fun part of the choir, meeting my friends, giving me the focus of having to do something once a week in terms of going to rehearsal and having to learn the songs in between, is what life is about for me at the moment with me going through my illness, because I could sit here looking at four walls, not going out, and it could be 3 weeks before I go out again and that would be going in for my next treatment. It's very easy to fall into that trap, whereas for me, being part of the choir takes that away from me, and I love being part of the choir.
I think it's when we particularly strike up Stand Up and Fight. I mean, Thomond Park is special, very special, and we're absolutely honoured to sing on the pitch in Thomond Park. It is an amphitheatre of sport. Away teams hate to come there. When we start up Stand Up and Fight, the crowd sing with us. They wave their flags all around. You're waiting for the team to run out. I couldn't even describe the rush of emotions. It's so uplifting. It's unique.
You've been listening to Sing, a celebration of the power of community and making music together. Sing is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee and is a Grey Heron Media production for RTE Lyric FM. Sing is presented and produced by Mary MacDonald. Gail Henry was the commissioning editor for RTE Lyric FM. Choir rehearsal and performance recordings were made by Dermot McIntyre and Daniel Clancy. The series was directed by Dermot McIntyre.
The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.